Good evening, friends, and welcome to another edition of the Antique Phonograph Music Program. Here I am, your host, Mac, on July 5th, the day after July 4th, when there were all those fireworks last night. And for the one day, John Philip Sousa's music was king. So I was actually at a barbecue yesterday. And that's what I brought. They were like, oh, do you have any of those? Somebody asked me if I had any hot records. And then I said, well, what could be hotter than John Philip Sousa, right? And then, so it was really all stuff like this. Yeah, I did play the Star Spangled Banner and all those marches from the March King, because that's what you do on the 4th of July. With one of my portables. Actually, it was a weekend of picnics and the portable. On Saturday was a nighttime evening one where I brought a lot of opera to a friend's birthday party in the park. Opera and what I call Victorian parlor music. String quartets and this moody music. And then Sunday was just a backyard barbecue with a couple friends and some more jazzy stuff. But yeah, yesterday was all marches. So I pulled out a lot of my patriotic stuff. And one thing I didn't play was one by this great Welsh tenor, I believe, Mr. J.W. Myers, one of the pioneer recording artists of the aughts and the 1890s. So here he is with a 1906 record in the good old USA. Oh, we gotta crank this up a lot now because of good. Uh-oh. I didn't put a new needle in. Okay, sorry about that. Here we go. I gotta pull one of these out. I haven't put away. Sorry. This is what happens when you're operating a gramophone live. Needle.
Stop and ponder for a place to call your home. When they ask where were you born last, be bright up, be proud to say that your home's the land of Uncle Sam, the good old USA. Years ago in battle, both our grandpas fought and fell. Did the cannons roar and rattle, so a freedom we could tell. Washington and Jackson, dear old Lincoln, Grant and Lee, are the men who made us what we are on the land and on the sea. Make no difference where you roam. You don't have to stop and ponder for a place to call your home. that's why you're born, lad. Be proud, just be proud to say that you're on the land of the blue sand, that you're going to USA.
I'm having a little bit of a tough time there with that record.
Woo!
Sorry. Gramophone difficulties here. The whole tone arm sort of just bent back. Oh, look at this microphone now. Man, I can't get anything to work at this place. Woo! Actually, was a bit harried today getting here. Running around today. All good, but I usually like to get here really early. Way in advance and have plenty of time for everything, but it wasn't the case tonight. So, it's really just put the machine together and get the records ready and go. So, as I was saying, doing this whole thing over the weekend of pulling out these patriotic records and marches and stuff, I came across one which I saw on the backside of a very good version of Too Much Mustard by the Victor Military Band. But this was a tune entitled The Gertrude Hoffman Glide, a turkey trot, two-step. And actually, looks like it says it's written by Hoffman. So also done by the Victor Military Band, you know, the house band for Victor. But I didn't know who Gertrude Hoffman was. So I went and looked online, as you can do these days, and saw what an important and interesting dancer she was. Back in the aughts of the last century. And what she did, and really interesting story. I pointed out to a dancer friend of mine who had not heard of her either. So what I like about this hobby is learning as I go about these personalities and their mark on culture and how culture is remembering them through this and other web pages now. So all sorts of ways. Well, let's hear this. It's the Gertrude Hoffman Glide, Victor Military Band from 1913. Thank you. love that big ending. Man, that 1913 sound of the jaunty marching band. Jaunty, we have to call it more than that. The jaunty military orchestra bouncing along, raggy, but there with a turkey trot. Just love that period of sound. It's pre-jazz, so it's still raggy, but pumping along. Really fun stuff. Love that feel of those records. And also was looking more about Gertrude Hoffmann, and she used to perform a dance of Salome, which got her arrested in several cities because her dance was so lascivious that it was deemed, immoral. Mm-hmm. That's what that jazz does to the girls. And the guys, too. That jazz. You gotta have it in little doses is the thing, okay? It's the most important thing about it. So we're gonna hear now a record on the Radiex label. I'm not sure the date of this, probably late 20s, but it's by the Mobile Melody Makers. Who knows what that's a synonym, a fake name for. So here's just a little bit of jazz, just a little bit. Thank you. All right. That was a nice bit of jazz, right?
I liked it.
Yeah, we're doing a few records on what are known as these dime store labels. These companies would release records and different labels to different regions of the United States and world under these cheaper labels for wider distribution of the same songs. So, yeah. And sometimes the pseudonyms can be somebody actually really good, and you can trace a lot of these back. Unfortunately, I haven't done it. But I know the MCA Broadcasters made a lot of good records for Harmony, and I may have this on that label. If not, they're just really good recordings. But here it's on the Velvet Tone label, and it's called C'est Vous. C'est Vous. C'est Vous. Vous. There, I said it. Where are the needles?
Over here.
Okay. Get this needle in.
Here we go.
1927. Sweet little number. I think that's the unmistakable singing of Arthur Fields on that one. On that little house ditty it cranked out that day, 1927. All right. Moving right along. What do we have next? Oh, yeah. One more of these dime store label records. This one on the Banner label from 1921. This one's chorused by Arthur Hall, a voice we will all know if you listen to the show enough. From 1921, Tomorrow by the Samuel's Music Masters.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
I think I need a needle change here, too. So, pull one of these out. Not two. Ouch.
That's the right side. Okay, here we go.
All right. Yeah, kind of a soppy number there. Well, you know, they all can't be exciting. Life can't all be exciting, you know. All records are not going to be good. If it's not a good record, should we not play it? But then again, who am I to judge? Well, I guess partially I am here to judge, aren't I? Oh, but it's a matter of I feel very inclusive of the period. Because there's plenty of hot jazz out there for you to hear. We can't ignore everything else that's not so hot. Because life, frankly, always is not so hot. Okay. So now we're going to hear from an artist I really don't know too much about, Mr. Harry Frankel. On a Columbia record from 1925, vocal with the ukulele accompaniment. Let's hear it. Here we go. You know, I didn't like the way that needle was sounding on that last one, so I'm going to change it again.
Sure. Why not? Here we go.
Now we'll tell of little Nell, who had a sweetheart bold. And every day she used to say she'd like to knock him cold. But he had a do-re-mi, although he was a fifth. And when he came to see her, our Nellie would talk like this. Now, George, you better take your arms away. Now, George, what do you think Mama would say? Really, George, you shouldn't play so rough. Say, who told you that you could pull that caveman stuff? Now, George, I think you ought to be ashamed to steal a kiss from a poor little girl like me. What makes you act so dizzy? You should, you keep me busy. George, go away and let me be. Now, Nellie had a big dumbbell. This dumbbell's name was John. He was her heavy lover, yes, sir. And he filled her full of cum. But when Dad was listening, another's name he'd forged. She couldn't call him Johnny, so she had to call him George. Now, George, naughty, naughty. No, sir. You know you can't turn out the light. No, that isn't right. Now, George, why you made my clothes a sight. Curses, George. Now look, there goes my hairnet too. Now be yourself, George. And stop after a kiss or two. Now, George, I think you ought to be ashamed to steal a kiss from a poor little fat girl like me. Now you're so big and fat like jelly. When you laugh, you shake all over. George, go away and let me be.
Ha ha ha, one of those nonsense funny songs that comedians do. Oh, nice little performance there by Harry Frankel. And, you know, these days I'm trying to keep up, you hear, with me cranking the machines and changing the needles and putting the playlist up, trying to add images also to the playlist as we go. It's a lot for me to do in the 2 minutes in between, and some of the things have to be done while I'm talking. I'm trying to now change the needle while I'm talking instead of realizing that I need to do it before I play the record. Okay. So now we're going to hear from one of the old regular groups on the Antique Phonograph Music Program, the Peerless Quartet, who recorded countless records. Henry Burr, J.W. Myers, Ed Myers, I believe it was, Albert Campbell, and Arthur Collins. So, countless records. And here's one from, this is 1921, entitled Blue Jeans. Days are lonely.
for you.
Yeah, that lovely barbershop chord at the end that those guys can do. Yes. That's sort of in the vein of what they were doing. They're very barbershop-ish and definitely keeping the spirit or caricature of it alive, whichever way you want to look at it. Yep.
All right.
Continuing now with another well-known name from this show, Miss Ada Jones. Always loved playing her records. And another one of the huge stars of the 1890s into the aughts into the bit of the teens. And here's a 1911 recording of hers on the Columbia label entitled Billy.
Come home, then my heart with joy he fills.
Okay.
Sometimes it takes me a minute to go from what I'm doing to get back to the microphone. Walking back and forth between the machines and the records and trying to keep it all going. So there you go. Yes, the lovely voice of Miss Ada Jones. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Oh my God, I'm sounding like, what's his name, Lawrence Welk there. That was good. Okay, so continuing now, have time for a few more, and going to go on to some country-ish records, some of those early country stars. And now we're going to hear from Mr. Ernest Thompson, definitely among the earliest what are considered, and when it was a burgeoning movement, country music, mountain music, old-timey music, but he certainly being one of the ones that Columbia started selling records of his. So here's one from 1924. Of course, it's about a train crash disaster. Lightning Express. So here we go. Get ready for the ride.
The Lightning Express by the depot so grand had just started out on his way. When most of the passengers who were on board, they seemed to be happy and gay. That's a little boy in a seat nearby was reading a letter he had. He was plain to be seen by the tears in his eyes that the contents of it made him sad. He said, "Oh, conductor," he started to take the ticket from everyone there. And he came up beside of the little boy and grumbling he paid for his fare. "I have on the ticket," was a sad reply. "I'll pay you back someday. I'll put you off next station, sir. But penny on a herd of horses. Oh, please, Mr. Conductor, don't put me off of this train. Be there the best friend in this world, sir. Be waiting for me in vain. Expecting to die any moment, she may not last through the day. I want to bid Mama goodbye, sir, before God takes her away." That's the little girl and the senior high. They could put that boy off in the shade. She takes his hat and the collection she made, and soon paid his fare on the train. Oh, please, Mr. Conductor, don't put me off of this train. Be there the best friend in this world, sir. She waiting for me in vain. Expecting to die in a moment, she may not last through the day. I want a bit mama goodbye, sir, before God takes her away.
Was there a crash in there? I'm not really sure. I wasn't listening too closely. I get it wrong sometimes. But it feels like the end of a record like that is... Like, keep playing. They're giving him the signal while he's strumming away those last chords. He's already done with all his vocals. But, I don't know, the birth of the solo on record, you got to fill some time. So just keep on jamming away. Keep on doing what you're doing because you got another few seconds. And then at a certain point, it's like, all right, we've filled the record side. Stop. Let's give it a big crashing chord at the end, and you're done. You're out. Okay. Well, there you go. We're going to now hear some fiddling. That's right. I don't look at the date on this one yet. I think it's a mid-20s fiddler named Joseph Samuels. This is on the Rizona label, the Charles Williams Stores, Inc., New York City. I don't know anything about the Charles Williams Stores, but it looks like this was the house label. And, yeah, it's called Arkansas Traveler and Medley Reels. You'll recognize some melodies in here. Pretty hot playing there for sure. Yeah, this was the time where there was starting to be the recognition for that hot fiddle player, and there were a lot of them coming out. And Joseph Samuels, don't know much about him, and as I'm trying to look him up on the internet now, finding that the other artist I played earlier was another Joseph Samuels. And finding how little there is information available about both of them. Which really happens a lot with artists and records of this period. that still there are many who not much information exists about them. So you really have to glean what you can from the record labels. And a lot of times it's periodicals. I find the periodicals are really good. But wherever you can get it sometimes. But here are two ladies that are pioneers in the early country music world. Samantha Bumgardner and Eva Davis, doing banjo and fiddle together. And just an example of a couple ladies doing some country dance stuff. So this is called I Am My Mama's Darling Child, Samantha Bumgardner and Eva Davis, a Columbia record from 1924. Yeah, the same kind of thing there. All right, well, yeah, we're done. We're done. that's enough. Enough time. You played it enough. Played it long enough. We're done. Right. Yeah. So there you go. Pioneering female artists in the realm of early country music here on the Antique Phonograph Music Program. Every 2 weeks, folks, I am here, your host, Mac. Sorry, what am I talking about every 2 weeks? I'm here every week. Oh, my God, what am I talking about? But I might not be here next week because I think I got something going on I got to do. So We'll see. I might have a fill-in. Not sure yet. But, you know, every week here, playing you discs and cylinders from the acoustic era, that being before electricity was used for the recording or the playback process. And, as always, you can follow my adventures with the machines and what I'm doing with them through Instagram, which is Phonograph DJ Mac. Phonograph DJ Mac on the Instagram thing. And if you're interested in more stuff about the antique phonograph in general, I have a really good page on Facebook called Antique Phonograph Enthusiasts, which is really just all about the hobby and all different levels of beginners, experts, novices, everything in between, those just generally interested in these machines, wanting to see more. Some really super nerdy conversations go on there. And also any general questions about machines, their use, buying them, selling them, and all that stuff, you know, happens there. So it's a good resource for collectors I set up years ago. So you're welcome to join that. All these things having to do with the antique phonograph. And, of course, I always like having guests here on the show. So I'll say, if you'd like to come on and play some records, write me, mac@wfmu.org. Have one more record from the great Coon Sanders Novelty Orchestra. Oh, man. Those guys were good. Great Kansas City band led by Carlton Coon and pianist Joe Sanders. So here they are on a 1921 Columbia record called Some Little Bird. And folks, until next time, this is your host, Mac, of the Antique Phonograph Music Program, saying nighty night, everybody. This is WFMU East Orange.
Whoa. What happened now?
We said, WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, and in, oh boy, this is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, online at WFMU.org and in Rockland County at 91.9 FM.
You know how that goes. All right.
We'll be right back.